Now, he says, and I said unto her, thou shalt abide for me many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot. Thou shalt not be for another man, so will I also be for thee. And a man told me a sad story not too long ago of how he found out that his wife was unfaithful to him and how he actually followed her. And he apparently had a detective. Imagine the feeling of that man. Oh, what a heartbreak it was to him to find out that she was unfaithful to him. Well, my friend, I can't think of anything worse than that. It broke up a home. It'll break up a home. But God says to his people, that's what you've been doing. You've been playing the harlot. You have gone after other gods, and you've turned from me, and you no longer serve me. Oh, you call me Lord. And the Lord Jesus said, many are going to say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, I'll say I didn't know you. Now, I'm going to say now probably the strongest thing that you've ever heard. And there's not one of these rock-rib fundamentalists even that criticizes me today. He's never said anything this strong. Did you know that in a church, that is a building that has a steeple on it and a bell in it and a pulpit, and a man stands up there who denies the Word of God, denies the deity of Christ, and denies that he died for sinners, and the people attend there and support that sort of thing, do you know what you have? You don't have a church. You have a brothel, a spiritual brothel, my friend, and that's all in the world it is. And I didn't say that. God says that right here. This is the strongest language you can imagine, and you can understand why Hosea was not elected the man of the year in Israel at that particular time. He didn't win the popularity contest in his hometown. You can be sure of that. Why? Because that's exactly what he's telling his people. You have become a brothel as a nation as you've turned to idolatry and turned from the living and true God. Now he said as a result, and I consider we've come to probably the most important verses right now for these students of prophecy today that are beginning to set dates. Verse 4 and 5. In fact, I want to give you a quotation from Dr. Charles Feinberg, who is a Jewish believer and is an outstanding Bible scholar today, a Hebrew scholar. He says this, speaking of Hosea and of this chapter, it rightfully takes its place among the greatest prophetic pronouncements in the whole revelation of God. Well, may I say to you that I have to agree with him on that. And by the way, in connection with it, you ought to read the 11th chapter of Romans. And you will find that you have here the past dealings of God with Israel, his present dealings with Israel, and his future dealings. Many of you that have our book on Romans and were with us when we went through Romans, you will recall that I consider chapter 9, 10, and 11, being the dispensational section, deals with the nation Israel. And you have in the 9th chapter the past of Israel, and in the 10th, the present of Israel, and in chapter 11, the future for the nation Israel. Now, these two verses right here, you've got this all compacted into one. And they say what? Precious things come in little packages? Well, may I say that powerful things do too. Take the atom bomb and take these two verses here. They're tremendous verses.